Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.
It's a miracle, baby. Yeah. Miracle serves.
We keep having all these problems. How we gonna solve them? Every day is the same thing. All these unsolved issues. I guess it's official. Here we go again, the same old thing. And I'm tired of the arguing and lying. So goodbye.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is, what is it? I think it's what, Wednesday? It's Wednesday, May the 15th, 2024, and today the topic is Prepare for Persecution. Yes, happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy hump day. I hope you guys had a wonderful Tuesday. Mine was just fine. Yes, mine was good. Overall, you guys may be wondering about my highlights. So real quick, my highlights from yesterday. Y'all know that I would say yesterday's juice was a highlight, man. It was such a treat to have my brother, Kelvin, on the live with me. I mean, you know, obviously he was on the phone with me. As I was recording yesterday, y'all got all those details and whatnot. If you missed that episode, then go back and listen to it. It was good. And it was totally off the cuff, totally a divine moment because none of it was planned. So to God, at least by me, I'm saying it like that. It was planned by the Lord and not by me. So to God be the glory for that. Shout out again to Kelvin. Support him and his endeavors and things like that. You know, he's been a great, great encouragement for me. But anywho, so outside from that thing happening yesterday, like soon as I got done with that conversation, I had another amazing conversation with another brother in Christ, Mr. Leo. Y'all remember brother Leo from Anointed Touch Health Fitness and Beauty? Well, if you do remember him, then yeah, man, he came and filmed another episode of the GSL talk show with yours truly yesterday. And again, he's just another individual where anytime we talk, it's like a breath of fresh air. Cause not only it seems like we're going through similar things and receiving similar, you know, I guess downloads from the Lord, but I mean, even things he was speaking, in general, was definitely speaking directly to me. So, you know, that's an amazing conversation that's coming up, you know, in a few months and whatnot. But who knows, man? We might get accountability started back up again. Whether it has to do with fitness or not, we'll see what the Lord do. But, yeah, so we're still going to talk about whatever collaborations that we can talk about doing and whatnot. Same with my brother, Kelvin. You know, we're going to see what more he can do on GSL and everything like that. So I feel like there's more content coming, y'all. I don't know what all it's going to be. You know, I still want to do the dating show and all that good stuff, you know. But, I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the Lord is going to do. But I feel like there is some things that's going to be getting done. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday was my grandmother-in-law's birthday. So shout out to Grandma Pauline and everything like that. We did spend a little bit of time with her yesterday and whatnot as well. So that was nice. And those were the main highlights, man. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think those were the main highlights. I mean, I went to therapy. So that was another thing as well. And it seems like the therapist was proud of my, you know, updates or, you know, some of the challenges and whatnot that I've been doing lately and things like that. And she gave me more things to think about and to try and things like that as well. So I mean, that's going well. You know, you keep praying for your girl and I'm able to continue the journey. You know, I guess look to self-care, healing, whatever it is that the Lord wants to do with me, for me, and through me, y'all. It's look, do something different in 2024. And I'm on that journey and path, man. I'm doing my best on that journey and path. So speaking of, man, this conversation about prepare for persecution. Now, on one hand, you know, I'm going to pretty much probably say things I've said on here multiple times before. Because, again, your girl got over thousands of videos of whatever the Lord wants to say, again, through me. And so this conversation about understanding persecution and stuff like that is probably not new for me and not new from the Lord, definitely, right? But who knows, you know what I'm saying? It might be a fresh new word for you, whoever listening to the sound of my voice, whoever comes across this video, whoever comes across the podcast, whatever the case may be. Maybe you've never thought about preparing to be persecuted. But I think there's wisdom that's in the Word of God that tells us repeatedly in a lot of ways to do just that, prepare for persecution. I think, again, one thing I've been saying over the past week is that we need to shift our hearts and minds about what we look at the Bible as. Instead of looking at it as rules and, you know, I guess, stumbling blocks or barriers for what we want to do in life, we should more so look at it like warnings and reminders and even sneak peeks in the future of like, hey, if you do this, this is the consequence. You know in advance, so then you don't be surprised. And so one of those things that we should not be surprised about as believers is persecution. Now, I know it don't feel good. You know what I'm saying? I just told you all the past few months, I felt all kinds of persecution. I felt like I was getting attacked on all kinds of ends. And it didn't feel good at all, you know. And I get it. You know, I know we want to complain about suffering. But again, we have to be reminded that if Christ himself suffered, who are we to think we're not going to suffer to some capacity, okay? And the word is very clear. As you come to Christ and, you know, humble yourself before him and start doing things his way and becoming more like him, it says in his word that we are going to receive what he received, which was persecution and whatever the case may be. I mean, and I'm saying, and when I say persecution, you know, yes, of course we can think about the big things like being beheaded and being stoned and, you know, all that, you know, really gruesome, crazy ways of dying, right? I mean, yeah, that's definitely persecution. But I mean, it could be getting canceled and silenced and your social media blocked and, you know, what they call shadow banned. Like, that's also persecution as well. And so I guess we need to be prepared for all kinds, you know, all kinds of persecution. So how can we do that? Well, obviously, we can go into the Word of God and see what was done before us, right? But I don't know. Today, I felt more led to, instead of talking about how, I think I just am more so shouting from the rooftops to prepare. Like, I don't know if it's just a particular preparation period for you or me or what. I don't know. But I just feel like it's more so of a warning right now to prepare. Versus me telling you guys how. I mean, I think that you might have to seek the Lord about how he wants you to prepare. He might want you to fast, right? He might want you to isolate yourself and spend time with him, okay? Not isolate yourself to do some other crazy stuff. I'm talking about isolate yourself and spending the time with the Lord and letting him pour into you whatever the wisdom that he wants you to know through his word, through prayer, through worship, and all those things, right? I don't know how the Lord wants you to prepare in particular, but I'm just out here, I guess, today to remind us all to do so. There was a lot of things that kind of led up to this conversation today. I feel like either yesterday, sometime between yesterday and today, I saw quite a few things that kind of talked about preparing. Yes, for persecution, but let's just stick there, okay? So yeah, prepare for persecution, right? One of the things I came across, again, between that time frame was reminding me that Christ, it seems as if, you know, if you read the Word of God and there's these different moments where God
boasted about certain individuals to the enemy. And in that, allowed the enemy to test that person's faith. And not necessarily because he didn't know what they were going to do, because obviously he knows everything. But more so for that person, right? For the growth and maturity and things of that nature. I totally feel like, again, the persecution that I've been receiving over the past few months was definitely preparation for whatever the Lord's about to get ready to do. I'm expecting great things because of this persecution I've been through. I'm expecting great things are around the corner for me. Matter of fact, you know, even again, receiving that bad news that I received yesterday, right at that particular time that I received it, also was another indication for me that, yeah, something is trying to distract me from the things that God is trying to do with me right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sitting here in the midst of preparation and preparing and coming up with ideas for future endeavors and prayerfully, hopefully, things that could help disciple people and things of that nature. And here comes that bad news at that particular time yesterday, right? So things happen for a reason, right? And the enemy is out here, you know, doing what he do and doing what he's been doing for centuries, right? My husband was reminding me of that over the weekend when we were talking about a lot of different things. At some point, he mentioned that yeah, you know, he's been doing this for years. So it's like we're babes in Christ to a certain extent, and we just now getting started in the game. Like, we're nowhere near, like, the biblical figures, right? And he's doing to us what he did to them and more, right? And he's had all the time to prepare to do those things. Well, again, the Bible tells us, again, that our enemy is like a roaring lion seeking who he can devour, things of that nature. And so, So there were times where God allowed the testing of the faith, right? And it built up the character of the individuals. Again, all of this is in the Word of God and said in a variety of ways. So let's see, let's share these verses that were standing out to me this morning. Let me go ahead and do that, all right? So 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13, it says, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trials when it comes upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in so far as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed." Ooh, man, there's something beautiful about that when I just read it just now. Sharing in Christ's sufferings will add to the joy once he is revealed. I can't imagine what that day is going to be like. I mean, that I think I kind of just got a little glimpse just now as I read that, like, man, okay, those that are suffering, man, it's like once, you know, Christ described, whatever the case, you know, comes back, whatever the case may be, it's like those that have chosen to believe, can we even imagine the joy we'll feel to see ourselves validated? You know what I'm saying? To see our faith validated, and things of that nature. You know, it might not feel good, right, to, you know, again, be seeing all around us the opposite. I know that feeling in different ways, right? You see the complete opposite around you all the time, every time. But you know something in your heart to be true. And you're like, nobody else sees this, you know what I'm saying? And nobody else is acknowledging this and stuff like that. But then every now and then, God allows you to see a glimpse of the promise or a glimpse of, you know, what your faithfulness will, you know, receive and stuff like that. And like, I don't know, have you guys ever experienced that type of joy to know, like, man, God just gave me a glimpse. Like, wow, I just saw, you know, things come to fruition. You know, again, I've had that happen several times in my life. Again, I share all the time about how my husband, when I met him, that was one of those things that was one of those moments for me to be like, wow, all that stuff I went through in Florida, praying and you know, going through my cultivation period and all the different types of stuff, all that stuff I wrote about, it came to fruition today. You know what I'm saying? When I met him, right? What was it? October the 16th, 2014. You know, I'm seeing the things come to fruition, right? and things like that. So, I mean, again, that's just a glimpse of, like, some earthly stuff. But, like, let's just imagine for a moment, like, what it would be like, again, for God to just crack the sky. And all of us that are believers are validated in that moment. You know, no more having to deal with the, you know, not just say the questions. Because, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with asking questions. And, I mean, honestly, as believers, we should be prepared for questions, right? As much as you can prepare, right? Because some things the Lord, it's up to him to reveal. But there's some things that we should be aware of according to Bible, right? So it's not that part, but it's more so the mocking and the ridicule and the, you know, the belittling and things like that of believers in our faith. So let's just imagine, like, being, seeing the manifestation of our faith revealed in just the blinking of an eye, where nobody can deny it. Say all will see, you know, all will confess, you know, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Like, all will, it will be revealed to everyone, that no one can be able to deny. And so, I mean, you know, and it ain't got to be a I told you so. You know what I'm saying? With, like, believers, we don't have to feel like that. But I think there would just be a joy to finally see that day. Let me go ahead and give you guys another verse that stood out to me, all right? Let me see. Where is it? Okay, let me see. All right, so the next verse that stood out to me to write down this morning was Matthew 5, 10 through 12. It says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my accord. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." So again, I say this all the time when I talk about persecution. At the end of the day, we are in good company. I know I need to shift my heart and mind to anytime I get persecuted, I think I need to start practicing rejoicing. You know, I've already tried to shift my mind to remind myself that, okay, the persecution is because something is around the corner. The persecution is because I'm on the right track. The persecution is because, you know, all those different things to motivate myself to keep going and growing and things like that. But I think, yeah, the next level for me would probably be, again, like, when the persecution comes, to just start worshiping. Like, that will probably be on a whole nother level, and I would need to practice that. So I know I said that before. I mentioned something about maybe making some type of worship song or something to be like, you know, hey, got you know, persecuted again or something. I don't know. We're going to see what the Lord do. But yeah, I feel strong about that in this moment. Rejoicing, taking that part seriously once we receive, you know, any type of persecution, right? It might not feel good. It might feel like you're suffering. It might hurt and all that type of stuff too. But again, shifting your heart and mind to be able to worship in those moments, I think there's something that's powerful about that. So I gotta figure out what that's going to look like for me. And as I do that, I will come and share it if the Lord's will, you know. But yeah, man, I mean, I didn't necessarily feel it to write down anything else in regards to for me to read to you all, but there's plenty of verses in the Go Deeper section to peruse and let marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. And at some point, I just felt led to just tell you guys to go to openbible.info for yourself and plug in that phrase, prepare for persecution. Because, I mean, again, you can see in the Word of God that there's plenty of these times where, you know, again, Christ went and fasted before he was tempted, you know. And now, I don't know if everybody else got a chance to prepare. I'm reminded a little bit, I guess, Esther. Esther was able to, you know, prepare for the persecution that she was getting ready to face and whatnot as well. She fasted and whatnot, her and the people, in order for her to go before the king. So I guess those are two examples that I can think of off the top of my head right now in regards to that are in the Bible. There might be others that had a chance to prepare and then, you know, so they could endure the persecution. But like I said before, I didn't necessarily feel led to share with you guys how to prepare. I think that might be something, again, if you're ready for meat, if you're ready for that next step and you want to know that, then you're going to seek the Word of God and he's going to let you know what you need to do in particular. But ultimately, the juice is, hey, let's prepare. Let's be ready. He already told us that these things were coming. And so, again, for me, I'm gonna try my best to shift my heart and mind to, you know, yes, preparation for it. But then when it comes, start rejoicing. And, yeah, that's the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is John 15:2. It says, every branch in time that beareth not fruit, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you want to share your talent with the world, but have stage fright? Join our online talent show and take your talent from the living room to the world. Take your voice from the shower to the stage. Gain exposure. Interact with other talented people. Have fun, and try to win a weekly cash prize. Just upload your video and let the viewers vote for you. The video with the most votes at the end of the week wins up to $100.
Singers,
dancers, rappers, comedians, and unique performers. Download TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.